the three language training detachments that are currently established, one in Fort Carson, Colorado, the other at Fort Campbell, Kentucky, and the third at Fort Drum, New York, have all graduated their initial classes. Fort Carson and Fort Campbell graduated their classes in late July, and in late June, and Fort Drum just graduated a class. In fact, some of the graduates from Fort Campbell are already on the ground with their brigade combat teams. The total so far that we've graduated from the three language training detachments is over 425 soldiers trained in Dari, some in Pashto, and those soldiers are small unit leaders assigned to the brigade combat teams, taught by our instructors at these detachments at their home station. So we had great success out of the initial classes from each post and have made some modifications and improvements to the curriculum going forward. We've started the second class at Fort Campbell already. Fort Carson will begin its second class shortly, about a month from now, and Fort Drum later on this year will start another class. So great initial progress. We'll make adjustments to the curriculum going forward to make it better based on feedback from soldiers deployed to the field and continue to try to enable the brigade combat teams with language.
The classes themselves, how long do they take? Is this a total immersion program? How does this work and how do you make sure that the people are infused with the language ability? These are not easy languages that they're learning. This is very hard stuff.
Oh, that's a great question. What we try to do is tailor the instruction to the local commander's desires. At the same time, we try to urge him to keep the instruction as intense and connected as possible. So ideally, we're going for a 16-week block of instruction, 4 months of Dari. That's 5 days a week, about 6 hours a day, for 4 months, which is the closest thing to immersion you're going to get in the continental United States. It's a very intensive course. That's what happened at Fort Campbell and at Fort Drum. At Fort Carson, there was a different approach taken based on the pre-deployment training that that brigade had to go through, so the training was broken up a bit. But still, we gave them the best, most intense language and culture training possible before they deploy. The instructors are ethnic Afghans, almost exclusively. So not only are they able to teach their languages in as native speakers, but they're able to pass on the all-important cultural dimension that helps enable the soldiers to successfully accomplish their mission downrange. So what they get is sort of a holistic linguistic and cultural training approach that's as close to immersion as we can get it, given the constraints of other training requirements and commander's intent before the units deploy.
We're speaking with Colonel Daniel Pick, Commandant of the Defense Language Institute. And this probably sounds like an obvious question, but I don't think it is. And once those particular soldiers of the 425 now graduated and the more you have coming, they go to Afghanistan, they're with a brigade or a platoon or a unit, what do they actually do with the language skills? How do they interact between the Afghanistan people and also and back to the Army?
Right. No, great question, Tom. So the nature of the operating environment in Afghanistan, as you know, is a counterinsurgency campaign, which is inherently one where there's constant contact between soldiers and small unit leaders and host nation populations, village elders, villagers, locals in all sorts of different settings. And in order to accomplish their counterinsurgency campaign, which is essentially to protect the population and be able to identify those that would that wish the government of Afghanistan and the coalition forces there ill, they need to be able to speak the language and they need to be able to understand the culture. So these language-enabled soldiers that graduate from our language training detachments and deploy with their brigade combat teams are critical to the accomplishment of that counterinsurgency effort because they can communicate with the locals and they can understand the cultural dimension of what is going on the ground better than soldiers that haven't been able to be trained prior to deployment. So we look at it as a critical mission enabler. And based on the guidance from commander of our forces in Afghanistan, he thinks so too, and we're complying with the guidance to train these small unit leaders. The other point I would make is that it's not just any soldier that gets trained in these language training detachments. It's small unit leaders. So it's been decided that this is such an important skill to have that we want leaders to know it, not just any folks on the ground. So the leaders that are taking out patrols, meeting with local elders, having shuras and so on, are the ones that we're focused on training. So we think it's a fantastic start, and as I say, every program can be made better, and we'll continue to have a feedback loop from deployed soldiers and units so that we can adjust the curriculum to make it even more effective as we train the subsequent classes.
Not just anybody can take this training. And it's not just language either. I mean, you have mentioned several times it's a cultural-based language program, so there are cultural issues that have to be infused in there too, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The idea is that culture exists, rather language exists in a cultural context. Everything that's spoken is spoken because of the society in which that language evolved. And so what we try to do when we teach these small unit leaders and soldiers the languages of Afghanistan, as I mentioned, is we use the skills of the instructors who are ethnic Afghans to try to pass on the cultural aspects of Afghan culture in addition to training the language. So the soldiers get an appreciation and an understanding of some of the complexities and some of the nuances of Afghan culture before they deploy over, and that just helps them all the more as they hit the ground with their mission.
Is there anything you'd like to throw out there really quick?
Wow, well, just had a quick update on rapport. In addition to the LTDs, the Chief of Staff of the Army directed every deploying soldier to accomplish 6 to 8 hours of language and culture training. And the Defense Language Institute was selected to produce the module that is going to be on the internet, available to all deploying soldiers. Starting the 1st of October, it will be a requirement for each deploying soldier, to accomplish that training before going to Afghanistan. So in addition to the one small unit leader per platoon size element that goes through our language training detachment, every deploying soldier will have at least a rudimentary sort of set of vocabulary, basic language skills, and cultural understanding before deploying to Afghanistan.